All right, thank you. And now it's time for our daily morning Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And the Bloomberg Law Brief is brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr and Michael Best discuss Puerto Rico filing for protection from creditors and seeking relief from over $70 billion in debt. They speak with the Bloomberg News reporter Michelle Caskey.
Just start by giving us the backdrop. Tell us how we got to the point where Puerto Rico has such a massive amount of debt that it can't pay.
Sure. Puerto Rico has been troubled for a while. Their economy hasn't grown in a decade, and they have a high unemployment rate. Residents are leaving the island for the U.S. mainland to find work there. And over the years, they've had a lot of overspending. And so to fill budget holes, they would borrow money, and they've acquired all this debt. They've racked up all this debt, and that's why we are where we are now.
So there's a law now that allows them to go to court. Can you describe for us what legally they're trying to do here?
Yeah, what they're trying to do is reduce their debt, is to get their debt slashed in through a court and to get creditors to accept losses. And Congress approved this process last year in a law called PROMESA, and it basically is a way for Puerto Rico to declare bankruptcy.
Michelle, is this what lawmakers expected would happen when they enacted this law? I remember you and I spent a lot of time working together before Congress passed that law, when there was a Supreme Court case over Puerto Rico's effort to file for bankruptcy under a local law, and the Supreme Court said that they couldn't do that. Was this looked at? What was the point of the congressional law if we would just end up in the same place?
Well, this does give them a more orderly process to work out their debt. Instead of all these different lawsuits that are going on, this helps put a stay on those lawsuits, and it gets all the parties together in one court.
One would think that, you know, the fact that there's now a court process to do this would have made a deal easier to reach for Puerto Rico with its creditors. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, there's so many different creditors involved. Puerto Rico sold all different types of municipal debt, and through different agencies, and they all have different repayment pledges, and some of those repayment pledges and revenue streams are competing against each other. So to get everybody all on the same board, and there's also bond insurers involved here, so to get everybody on the same page is very difficult.
And that's Bloomberg News reporter Michelle Caskey speaking with Bloomberg's Greg Storr and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
A military judge could set a new timetable for the desertion case against Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl as soon as today. The judge has already scratched three previous trial dates amid delays over the exchange of classified information between prosecutors and defense lawyers. That process is expected to be a focus of a hearing today at Fort Bragg. Bergdahl is charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. He left his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was held by the Taliban and its allies for about 5 years.
That's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.